Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Albert Morgan from here in Atlantic is visiting with us. And if folks have driven by the house that he and his wife Tammy share, they may have found over there at 307 Ridge Road that there's a pretty impressive Christmas display right there in the front yard. Albert, good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for coming by.
Oh, sure.
You and your wife are fairly recent to the Atlantic area, right?
We are. We're both born and raised natives of Colorado until about 2 years ago. So we eventually lost both of our jobs, and she has a daughter out here in Elliott. So we decided she wanted to move to Elliott, but because of my vision disability, I said, well, I have to shop and do all the cooking. I need a store. So we didn't move to Elliott. We moved to Atlantic.
Okay. Well, close enough.
And so Walmart's a good thing for me.
Yeah, you're close enough. You're right here in the neighborhood, so you're good there. Well, I mentioned, folks, if they come by, you know, well, gosh, he's got a Christmas display in his yard. Well, so do a lot of folks, but yours is a little different.
Right?
Can you explain that?
Yeah, sure. Mine's more of, right now I try to, well, in the past I've tried to make it both kind of a religious kind of one, and then the other half of the yard I put up Santa Claus and the gingerbread man. But right now I didn't have time to do both, so right now I have like a church and angels. I have this Bible that was handmade about 9 years ago. It was rolled out in 2010 for display. It's 8 feet across, 7 feet high, and about 6 feet deep. And it comes in two pieces. Each piece weighs about 200 pounds, and the pieces have to be put together when the spot's located where it needs to be.
Sure. Well, there's a story behind this large lawn Bible that you have out there out front. Can you talk a little bit about where that came from?
Absolutely. So for many years, I used to do a lot of Christmas display. And sometimes I'd have to start off in Halloween. I had so much to put out, but there was always seemed to be something missing. And so one day I happened to come across something that said, World's Largest Lawn Bible. And I was, right away I was taken. It's like, what? I didn't know it was just the plants. So I bought them. And since I have a disability, I can't cut wood, I took it to my friend Tim and I said, you think you can help me with this? He said, absolutely. He needed to do some major enhancements, major changes. It called for quarter-inch plywood. He said that never hold up in the winter. Just things like that. And really, Tim did more than just help. He pretty much took it over. He spent a lot of time on it in his garage. Him and his wife could not park in his garage for an entire winter. And every once in a while, I find him running off to the hardware store without me and spending his own money. So he worked on that for about a year. And before the project was completed, my buddy was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and he pleaded with me to allow him to continue working on the Bible and finish it. I couldn't say no to that. So for several years before his Parkinson's got so bad, he and I were the ones to put it up and take it down.
Sure. So for a number of years out in Colorado, where you were living at the time, you had an opportunity to display this. What kind of feedback did you get out there?
A lot of feedback. Where did you get this? You know, can I get one? Is this a whole Bible or is it just a couple pages? Somebody wrote a story. I don't remember. My wife knows it, but it was called one of the papers that said from Bethlehem to somewhere. I don't remember what it was. But I've been told that a lot of people are impressed that I'm trying to help people remember what the Christmas holiday is really all about.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you documented already, this is large. It's heavy. It needs to be taken down and put together each time around that you do this. So when you moved from out in Colorado here to Iowa, was there any thought about leaving it behind?
None. My friend Timothy, before he had to go away to Missouri to a vet's home, because his disease was so bad, he made me promise him that I would not give it away, that I would not sell it, and that I needed, if I wanted to get rid of it, to check with any churches that might want to take it over. That's all good and well, but this Bible means so much to me, more to me than just a Christmas display. I've missed setting up two Christmases since I've been to Atlantic. We closed on our home here at Atlantic in December, of course. So nothing was decorated here or in Colorado. last year, I attempted to find some help to set it up, and I didn't get any help. This year, I said, I've got to do this for my buddy Tim. This is the way I start my Christmas, so I put it up on my own.
Well, and the weather was pretty decent for you this time around?
At that time, yes. I got it up before our short blast of weather, the snow that lasted, what, maybe half an hour?
Well, good. Well, and now, folks, when they come by, they'll see this in the yard. Now, you've kind of given them the dimensions, how much it weighs and all. What will they see when they drive by?
When they see, what they will see is they will see what looks like an open book of a Bible. Even though it's made out of wood, there are certain parts of the wood that we had to get from a special hardware store that actually can bend. So it'll look like pages of a Bible. The edges are gold, and the pages are white. It was professionally printed. My wife came up with what was needed to be put on there and had it done. And it was a large, giant peel-and-stick thing. So I've attempted to keep it covered over with plastic so it would weather the elements more longer. Mm-hmm. Couldn't find the plastic we used to use back in Colorado, so nearest I could come in a short notice was the cover you use for mattresses when you're moving.
Oh, well, that works. You have to be a little creative, right? Just like you had to be to build it in the first place.
Right.
I mean, it sounds like you made a few modifications here and there as you and Tim were working
exactly
through this project.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he made all the modifications. He was my go-to guy. He just comes up with stuff. I remember one time we were out in the garage, and he was talking about this and that and how this needed to be modified. His wife came in. They love to give me a hard time and him a hard time. And I said, Tim, you're so talented. I don't know why you're a postal worker. You should have been working on bridges and stuff. And his wife replied, well, because he'd have to change them so much, they'd never get done.
Well, you know, that's a sign of quality, though, too. You're just never quite satisfied. But, yeah, it sounded like it took a while to do all this, and obviously it was worth the effort if so many people get a chance to enjoy this. There's a phrase on there as well. What is that? Where did you find that, and why was that one important?
That was all the wife. She's the one. You know, we built the Bible. She felt like she wasn't having a part in it, which, mm-hmm. you know. And so she got it out of the Bible and came up with it. And it says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Luke 2:11.
Very good.
So I let her have the run of that.
Sure. Well, now, so this is the first year here.
First year, here it's up, yes, yes.
So have you gotten much feedback here?
I have for the times I've been outside. Typically, people won't come up to the door or anything. But when I'm out there, like, working outside in the dark, they say, well, that's awesome. You know, I don't know if they're afraid to get out of the car, thinking I won't allow them to look. But, you know, if they would like to, they could come over and look at it. I could tell them the story. They could see what the back looks like.
Sure.
I've got it. Not that I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I have it anchored. We used to anchor it to a tree out in Colorado. I don't have a tree to do that to, so I anchor it to my deck fence out in front.
Okay. So, and what's the point in putting it out if you don't want people to enjoy it?
Exactly.
I mean, that's the whole point anyway and purpose. So now you say at some point that your friend Tim made you promise not to sell it or give it away.
Exactly.
Unless it was, like, for example, a church or something. Do you anticipate at some point that might be what happens?
It might be. Unfortunately, I have this bad feeling that that there's not going to be a church that's interested. I talking around, they're not even. It's just going to be something that they don't want to deal with every year. I'm not sure. That's certainly where I'll check. Told Tim, who wrote me a letter, we just got just today actually, was inquiring about how this display was, wanted me to send him photos back, and I have a feeling that I may just have to find a person that's willing to take it over, put it out, not just take it over just to have it. You know.
Sure. Sure. Well, for now, we don't have to worry about that. All we have to worry about is folks coming by, and the weather staying nice enough, folks can come by and enjoy that. And you've got other decorations out there as well to kind of enhance what you have out there in the front yard. So we hope people get a chance to come by and take a look there. It's at 307 Ridge Road. It's easy to get to. Very good.
Our next addition is going to be a 10-foot cross made out of PVC pipe. That may not happen this year.
So it's, you never finish. You're never satisfied, are you? Always got to have more.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Albert, thank you so much for coming in. And thanks to you and your wife, Tammy, for sharing with us that neat message, the important message here during the Christmas season. Again, that's located at 307 Ridge Road here in Atlantic, if you'd like to swing by and take a look. And it's just a labor of love, I guess. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.